السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان الأجملان الأزهران على سيد الأولين والآخرين سيدنا محمد وآله والصحب والتابعين. وبعد، honorable people of Zanzibar, my colleagues, Mr. President Dr. Hussein bin Ali bin Hassan, may Allah bless you all. What comes to my mind first when I walked into the stadium is one hadith to share a glad tidings with all of you, especially with Mr. President and his cabinet. You know that in the sound hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna Allah yu'ti ad-dunya liman ahab wa liman lam yuhib, wa la yu'ti ad-din illa liman ahab." Indeed, Allah grants success in this life and worldly achievements to everyone, whether he likes them or abhors them. It doesn't matter. He grants success and achievements in this dunya for the believers as well as the disbelievers. But he only grants the love of the deen to those whom he loves. To see this amazing gathering led by the president and his cabinet, and all those beautiful people taking several hours of their precious time to celebrate the praises of the Almighty Allah, to share the guidance of his most beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, billahi, tallahi, is a sign that Allah loves you. So congratulations. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah bless this gathering. You know, brothers and sisters, any success that may be achieved in this life, if it doesn't contribute towards achieving the ultimate success, which is receiving salvation on the day of judgment and making it safely to heaven, is definitely undermined. The Almighty Allah says in verse number 185, chapter number 3, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Every soul shall taste death. A few years from now, all of us will be replaced with another generation to succeed us, and so on until the end of this life. Then the Almighty says, and it is only on the day of resurrection, this is when you shall receive your compensation on full. And the outcome is as follows. those who will be drawn away from hellfire and make it safely to heaven are the truly successful ones. May Allah make us among them. And the life of this world, all its enjoyment, all its successes are simply the enjoyment of delusion. It is a matter of test and trial. And the ultimate success is once you set your foot in heaven. Al-Hasan, may Allah be pleased with him, was asked, "Mata ar-raha?" Life is full of tribulations and trials. When do we start experiencing comfort? He said, once you set your right foot in heaven, once you enter Jannah, this is when you can say, this is the raha. This is the comfort. This is the true enjoyment. Before that, and other than that, it's a matter of tests and trials. Every time in the Quran, the Almighty mentions the word falah, or success, unfortunately, most of people, including Muslims, assume that the Almighty is talking about achieving success only in the hereafter, only to enter Jannah. But this is not the case. Quran is full of verses discussing success. Every time the Almighty mentions falah in the Quran, it talks about achieving falah and success in both lives, in this life, before the hereafter. Those who achieve success through the obedience of the Almighty Allah are successful in both lives. In the sound hadith, our most beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to walk in the marketplaces and call upon people saying, "Ya ayyuhan nas, qulu la ilaha illa Allah tuflihu." Oh people, say la ilaha illa Allah, you will be successful. I want to hear the kalima from all of us. La ilaha illa Allah. But guess what? Actions speak louder than words. It's not just a word. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said to his companions and to the non-believers as well, if you say la ilaha illallah, you achieve success, they all understood what it meant. Abu Jahl and the Meccan chieftains, when they persuaded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with many worldly temptations in order to make him quit his da'wah, he said, all what I want from you is just one word. One word. If you say it, you will become the chieftains, not of Mecca only, not of the peninsula only, but of the whole world. Abu Jahl said, just one word will give you 10 if that will make you happy. He said, then just say la ilaha illallah. He said, any word but this word. Because it's a word that comes with a package of commitments, of do's and do not do's. The Almighty says in verse number 8, chapter number 7, Surah Al-A'raf, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذِنِ الْحَقِّ. The weighing of the deeds on the day of judgment, is the truth. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those whose good deeds will be heavy in the scale of weighing the deeds on the day of judgment, such are the truly successful ones. So it is not simply saying la ilaha illallah and not acting upon it, which will secure you a place in heaven or avert you from hellfire. No. That's why I want you to imagine with me and look into some of the verses in which the Almighty Allah is guiding us to how to achieve success. In the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun, the Almighty called upon us to achieve success through fulfilling certain characteristics, six of them. He said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Successful indeed are the believers, not just for saying we believe. For those of you who have memorized the Quran, and there are hundreds, if not thousands of them, are sitting here right now. I challenge you to find a single verse in the entire Quran, from cover to cover, from Al-Fatiha to An-Nas, where the Almighty promises His servants that you will enter heaven and you will achieve success if you just believe. There is no such thing. Rather, it is always iman accompanied with actions. قال تعالى والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر. What is the opposite of success? Sisters there, what is the opposite of success? I hear you. Loss, isn't it? Guess what? The Almighty says, I swear to time, والعصر, all people, all mankind are in loss. All people are losers by nature, except الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات, those who believed and did good righteous deeds. Those who recognize the truth, so they enjoin one another to it, and they enjoin one another to patience. In Surah Al-Kahf, multiple verses, one of them, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُولًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا. Always you will find, indeed, those who believed and did good righteous deeds, for them the gardens of paradise will be their final abode. May Allah make us among them. Can you imagine our acts of worship will secure us success, not only in the hereafter, not only to enter Jannah, but in our business, in our relationship with our spouses, in our relationship with our children, not only in our relationship with our Creator, but in our relationship with the rest of the creation. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. قَدْ إِنْ أَرَبِكْ تُفِيدُ التَّحْقِيقِ. Most certainly the believers are successful. Why? Number one of the six traits, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Not only because they pray, we all pray. But do we, after we finish the prayer, we get the same reward? Nope. Some of us will get out of his prayer or her prayer 1/10 or 1/6 or 1/5 or 1/3. And some will get nothing out of their prayers, which simply means the prayers were just simply some sort of jumping jacks, exercise, physical exercise. You will never find the Almighty saying to the believers, you should pray. The Quran always speaks about iqamatu salah, aqimu salah, establish the prayers. That's why in the adhan, the Almighty calls upon us saying, Hayya ala salah, come to pray. Why? Hayya ala al-falah, come to success. We repeat after the muazzin when he says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. We repeat the same. But when he says, Hayya ala al-falah, we don't say, Hayya ala al-falah. Why don't we? Allah is calling upon us to come to pray to achieve success. So we say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Illa billah al-azim. What does it mean? We need to think about it. We need to ponder over every supplication that we recite in order to be meaningful, in order to benefit out of them. It simply means there is no changing from one condition to another except by the leave of Allah, by the will and the power of the Almighty. What does it mean? It means if you make wudu, you answer the call to the prayer, and you go to pray, even if you are the president or the king or the richest man in the world, you abandon everything, you drop everything in your hand to answer the call of the Almighty, wallahi, you achieve success because He invited you, because He wanted you to achieve success. And if you don't, then you're a loser. No matter what, if you are on the Forbes list, if you're number one, not number 10, and Allah says, come to success and you show no interest, wallahi, you're not successful. Number one of the six traits of the successful believers, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. And this kind of khushu', serenity, tranquility, focus and concentration isn't one time deal. And it is not purchased anyway. It's a matter of mujahada, of struggle with every single prayer. Imagine when you're a really busy person, you drop everything in your hand to say Allahu Akbar, meaning Allah is the greatest, greater than your business, greater than your kingdom, greater than your empire. You stand before Him as a humble servant in order to gain honor, dignity, and success. Last verse of Surah Al-Ankabut, the Almighty Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who strive for Allah's sake, Allah promises to guide them to His straight path. And Allah is always with the good doers. A ruler who is just and trying to maintain justice, and it cost him and his nation a lot, Allah is with him. Allah will support them. Allah will grant them success. A person who is addicted, whether to drugs, or to watching what is forbidden, or to drinking, or to whatever kind of bad deed, and he is struggling to quit and to repent, and he relapses, and he goes back and forth, but he's sincere in his attempts to repent, Allah says He is with him. Allah shall guide him to the straight path. It's an honor to keep trying. This companion came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, Ya Rasulallah, shaitan is driving me crazy. Every time I pray, he disturbs me in my prayer. I keep thinking about a lot of things. He said, that's a Satan named Khanzab. So whenever he whispers to you in the prayer, turn to your left, blow thrice like this, and say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. He will disappear. It's not only once or twice. It's a lifetime challenge. It's striving for life. Salah guarantees the ultimate success in both lives. Yes, indeed. In your business, in your presidency, in your work as a government official, as a seeker of knowledge, as a businessman, in every field, you drop everything and you say, Allah is greater than my business. Then follows that five more traits and characteristics, such as refraining yourself from vain talk, being charitable and generous for Allah's sake, guarding your chastity and avoiding anything that may lead to haram, keeping your trust and your promises for the sake of Allah,
And what is the sixth characteristic of the successful ones?
والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون.
By the end, also the Almighty emphasizes the importance of dropping everything in your hand to answer the call of Allah, which is the call to success, to the ultimate success. Do you know why? Mr. Important. Do you know why? If you're a really important person, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the sound hadith, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ عَلَيْهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. If you're a Muslim, then as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have died, we soon will die, then we'll be resurrected. We'll be resurrected. Then the first question Allah will ask us about is the prayers. فَإِنْ صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ. If your prayers were done perfectly and on time, the way that pleases the Almighty Allah, then the rest of your good deeds, the rest of your acts will be accepted and will be upright. And if otherwise, God forbid, وَإِنْ فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ. No matter how busy you are, no matter how important you may be, when you hear your creator asking you to come to achieve success, wallahi, you should drop it. Number one, answering the call of Allah, and answering the call of Allah with the proper khushu'. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Each and every one of us right now is carrying a smartphone. The batteries on our smartphones run out fast, especially if you're online. And that's why you make sure you have a power bank. Or you carry a charger with you. Why? You need to charge the battery. This heart is like the battery. We need to keep recharging the battery in order to function, in order to sustain ourselves. The battery of our heart needs juice of iman. That can be only achieved through answering the call to success on regular basis. In addition to, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Ummu Habibah radiyallahu anha and others, that whoever observes 12 units on daily basis, he's referring to the emphatic sunan, the Almighty himself will build for him a house in paradise, not in Beverly Hills, not in Florida, not in Tampa, in Beverly Hills. So what? Soon I will die and I will leave it. But Allah will build you a house in paradise if you pray the following rak'ahs before and after the prayers. 4 units before Dhuhr, 2 after Dhuhr, 2 after Maghrib, 2 after Isha, and 2 before Fajr on daily basis. If you offer those 12 rak'ahs on daily basis, the Almighty promises He will build you a house in paradise. Wallahi, I love my house. It's such a beautiful house. But unfortunately, I cannot take it with me. I cannot take nothing with me. We've visited many presidents, prime ministers' houses, and rich people's houses and mansions. Amazing. But we all know that the moment we drop dead, we take nothing with us. But the moment that we have offered what Allah has instructed us to do, we take everything and even better with us. A better house will be built for you in heaven by Allah for just observing the nawafil, the emphatic sunan. And more and more and more. Among the greatest means of achieving success, brothers and sisters, any good deed you do. Last verse of Surah Al-Hajj, the Almighty Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. You know what Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said? Whenever you hear Allah is saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O who you believe, fa'arihi sam'ak. Do you consider yourselves believers? Do you? Of course. So when Allah is calling upon the believers, I'm an attentive audience. Yes, oh Allah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu irka'u wasjudu wa'budu rabbakum wa'f'alu al-khayra la'allakum tuflihun. Oh, you believe, bow down, prostrate yourselves, worship your Lord, and do what is good in order to be successful. These are the means of success. You know, Brother Wa'il was talking about how human beings are inclined into sinning by nature. This is in the Quran. He said, the Prophet said, all the children of Adam are sinners. Myself, Mufti Ming, Wa'il Ibrahim, all the speakers, the reciters of the Quran, it's a human nature. قال تعالى in Surah Yusuf, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Indeed, oneself is naturally inclined into sinning, except for those whom my Lord have mercy upon, may Allah make us among them. That's why Allah has made tawbah from sins a great means to achieve success. Surah An-Nur, chapter number 24, verse number 31, the Almighty Allah calls upon all of us saying, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Oh, you believe, all of you without exception. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded to make tawbah in order to be successful. Finally, last verse before you write the note. Last verse of Surah Al-Imran, verse number 200, chapter number 3. The Almighty Allah says, Ya ayyuha الَّذِينَ amanu, اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. Soon, inshallah, we will meet him. But in what condition? This is what really matters. That's why we need to be patient, to observe and endure patiently, guard our stations and maintain our steadfastness on the straight path in order to be successful. May the Almighty grant us all success. May he keep us all steadfast on his straight path. May Allah pardon us and forgive us all our sins. May Allah preserve this country, maintain its peace and unity, maintain its prosperity. May Allah make us among the dwellers of heaven. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidil awwaleen wal akhireen, sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. From the bottom of my heart, thank you all for attending. Wa jazakumullahu khayra.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.